Hello, everyone. Welcome to my first official podcast episode. The other one I uploaded was a trailer. This is the first episode of the first season of Stazen with Saj. So before we begin, we're going to be practicing a bit of gratitude. Everyone should just look around them and think of what they are grateful for today. As for me, I am grateful for life. Alhamdulillah, I woke up today healthy. I was sick for 2 weeks, but today I'm feeling way better. Alhamdulillah, I'm stronger. I can jump. I can do whatever I want. Not whatever I want, but then I'm more active than I was a week ago. Alhamdulillah. So that is what I'm grateful for. And let's get into the podcast. I don't know if you can tell already from my voice, but I'm so excited. I'm excited for all the juiciness, the bits, everything. I'm just excited. So the topic for today that we're going to be discussing is the art of assertiveness, how people pleasing can take you from a 1 to a 0, how it can make you crash and burn and fail and just basically ruin your life. So most of you already know the definition of people pleasing, but for those of you that do not, I'm going to define it for you guys. People pleasing is a behavior characterized by a strong desire to gain approval or avoid disapproval from others. So basically, butt kissing. But then, butt kissing in the context that you're basically unhappy and I don't think you're really getting anything in return, just the satisfaction of others, and it basically just drains you. So people pleasing, or the tendency to prioritize the desires and expectations of others over one's own needs and well-being, can have significant negative effects on an individual's mental and emotional health. That's what we're going to be discussing today, the negative effects, and after that I'm going to tell you guys how to combat it and not fall prey to the effects of people pleasing. All right, let's get into it. I don't want this podcast to be really long. I want it to be like 15 minutes or 10 or 20. I don't know, depending on how long I can talk and how, well, whatever. I have this habit of saying blah 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 when I'm tired of talking. So if you hear me saying blah 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 blah, I'm probably like trying to catch my breath and breathe. But yes, so let's carry on. Loss of authenticity. As a human being, I think what you should take, if there's one thing you should take pride in, is your individuality, the kind of person you are, what makes you differ from everyone else. So when you tend to seek approval and try to please others, it can lead to loss of one's authentic self, because it makes you suppress your opinions, your feelings, your desires in order to like fit in and gain approval from others. Lack of self-expression. You're not allowed to express yourself. For example, you're in a group setting with people and everyone wants pineapple on pizza and you don't like pineapple on pizza. Don't come for me. I love pineapple on pizza. I think it goes really well on pizza. I honestly don't care. So everyone in that group setting wants pineapple on pizza and you do not want pineapple on pizza. You think it's disgusting. You've tried it before. You don't like it. And then because everyone wants it, you're like, oh my gosh, yeah, let's get pineapple on pizza as well. Blah, 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 blah. Like, you have a choice to express yourself and say, oh, I do not like pineapple on pizza. You guys can go ahead and get pineapple on pizza. I will get something else without pineapple on it. But no, you choose not to. And then you go with the flow and look at you. I'm not trying to throw shade, but look at you. So yes, loss of authenticity. That is very not nice. The second one is burnout. Don't you get sick and tired of trying to meet the demands and expectations of others? It's so exhausting. Stop trying to handle more than you can take. you're going to be burnt out physically, emotionally, you're going to withdraw socially, so many things. It's so bad. So stop it. If you're someone that is that falls prey to this, you need to stop. I know it's not easy, but then do you want to keep experiencing burnout? I did not think so. So yes, next is low self-esteem. This is a very common one, low self-esteem, when you're relying on external validation for your self-worth. No, we're not going to do that here. We're not doing all that here. We're not relying on people's petty compliments. We're not going to be compliment fishing for validation. We're not going to be doing that. It's going to make you struggle to develop a strong sense of self-confidence. And that's not what we're going to do. On this podcast, we're going to build our confidence and we're going to be amazing people and we're not going to have low self-esteem, inshallah. So basically, that is also a negative thing when it comes to people-pleasing. So low self-esteem, check yourself. Are you exhibiting this habit? And after this, I'm going to tell you how to combat it and how to do better. Resentment. Hey! You guys, resentment. The amount of times I use this word a lot whenever I'm explaining something to my friends. Resentment. This word. Resentment. I'm going to stop repeating it now. People pleasers may find themselves resenting others for the very actions they willingly undertook. This resentment can build over time as a result of not setting boundaries or being honest about their own needs. You know, you can hate someone for doing something you let them do to you. That's basically what this is all trying to say. Hating someone for something you let them do to you. It's just like now, you're someone that finds it very difficult making friends, and then you come into a new setting and you make a new friend and you want to do whatever it takes, all the butt kissing of the butt kissing, the highest order, to please this person, to keep them as a friend, and you keep buying them gifts. And then this person doesn't like reciprocate the same energy towards you. Like they do, they buy you gifts as well, but then maybe not as much as you buy them gifts. And then you start to question yourself. Okay, that goes back to low self-esteem. That, oh, am I not enough that this person is not treating me the same way I'm treating them? And the resentment comes in. You now start to hate the person because you've been doing all this thing to them, all these stuff for them, and they're not reciprocating it back to you. So the resentment builds. So you guys, you need to check this. Check around yourself. Like, check around you. Are people exhibiting this kind of behaviors? Check it. And also check yourself. Unhealthy relationships. Constantly trying to please others can attract individuals who take advantage of this behavior. People pleasers may find themselves in one-sided or toxic relationships where their needs are constantly ignored. Constantly and consistently ignored. Heavy on that. You see, this goes back to resentment. How I explained resentment. It's basically the same thing, you guys. I'm enjoying this topic. I'm enjoying it. Inability to say no. Everything. Yes, 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 yes. Don't you get tired. You're drained. You had a long day at school. You want to sleep. Someone texts you. Oh, I want to go out, but I don't want to go out alone. You say yes. Who is it affecting? You or them? Like, you're the one it's going to affect mentally or physically. You're going to be drained. You're going to have another burnout. So stop saying no to everything. It's okay to say yes. You have to prioritize your self-care. You can't be committing to situations that do not serve you. You cannot. So stop. Anxiety and fear. anxiety, this particular word everywhere, anxiety. But then we're going to shed light on that. The fear of disappointing others or being rejected can contribute to chronic anxiety and stress. The constant worry about how others perceive you can take a toll on a person's mental health. F what everybody thinks. To be honest, you cannot please everyone. You can't please everyone. So just focus on pleasing yourself, because at the end of the day, it's all about you and what makes you happy. Like, you guys, I can't emphasize on this more than I am right now. Stop caring about what people think. It's not worth it. You should only care about God, to be honest. Stop caring about what other people think. It's not going to benefit you in the long run. Listen to yourself. Listen to God. Read your books. I don't know. I've tried to advise you, but then I'm so done with you guys. Anyways, I'm just going to skip that one, because I'm just going to start saying nonsense, and I don't want to say nonsense. So, neglect of personal goals. You see this? This is what we're not here for. This podcast is here to help you with your goals. And you see, when you're a people pleaser, it makes you neglect your personal goals. Why? Because you're prioritizing the needs of others. You're doing things that will make them succeed. You're pushing them. And you're just leaving yourself there stagnant, not doing anything that's going to help yourself. And over time, this can lead to feelings of unfulfillment and regret. Do you want to live your life in regret? I did not think so. So please, breaking the cycle of people pleasing often involves developing self-awareness, learning to set healthy boundaries, and prioritizing self-care. Heavy on that. Seeking support from friends, family, or a mental health professional can also be beneficial in overcoming these patterns of behavior. You guys, that was it. That was it. I don't want to say I have a short attention span, but then after I just finished saying that, my mind just went blank completely. So now we're going to talk about the art of assertiveness. Mastering the skills of expressing your thoughts, feelings, and needs in a clear, honest, and respectful manner. This is all about finding balance, and we're going to do that in order to overcome people-pleasing tendencies, behaviors, and whatnot. First, use I statements. Frame your statements using I. Take ownership of your feelings and your words. I'm going to give you an example. I feel, I need. Because whenever you use you, it's like you're blaming someone. So you need to stop doing that. You did this to me. You said something that was hurtful. No, say, I feel the need to tell you that what you did hurt me. Yeah, that makes sense, right? I think that makes sense. I don't know, you guys. I just came up with that in my head. But then I need to say this to you. I need to speak my mind. I feel not seen. I feel unseen. So you should see me, God damn it. That is how it should be done. Exactly. Then clear communication. Express yourself in a straightforward and clear manner. Avoid vague language and ensure that your message is easily understood. When you're trying to communicate with someone, stop beating around the bush. Be clear, concise. Tell them your mind. Nobody's going to beat you. Nobody's going to bite you. And if they do, file a restraining order for assault or whatever is done in Nigeria. Do that. Clear communication. No one's going to hit you. No one's going to bite you. Okay? Good. Maintain eye contact. I love doing this. I like maintaining. It's like a game to me. I will stare you down into your soul, and I want you to be looking away because you can't maintain the eye contact. I love it so much. Oh my gosh. Establishing and maintaining eye contact shows confidence and signals that you're engaging in the conversation. It shows how present you are in a conversation with someone, so it's very essential to maintain eye contact with someone. Yeah. Self-awareness. Understand your own thoughts, feelings, and needs. Being aware of your emotions and values is crucial for effective communication. If you don't understand the things you want, you're just going to be following the crowd. You're going to do what everyone else wants to do. It's just like, for example, you've never sat down to think of something and tell yourself, oh, do I really like this? It's just like, for example, going to concerts. You never really sat down to think, do I really like going to concerts? Am I really a fan of it? Is it an environment I'd like to put myself in? Do I really like the noise? Am I able to welcome that? You've never done that. You've never sat down to think whether it's something you like, to understand yourself, whether it's something that you like or you need. But because everyone is doing it, not even your friends are doing it, you're just seeing basically everyone your age is doing it, and you're like, oh my gosh, yes, I have to do it too, since everyone my age is doing it. And you end up hating it, but you still do it because everyone your age is doing it. And who is it affecting? You. And what's going to happen? Burn out. Is that what you want? I didn't think so. Now you get the point. And my favorite of all, prioritizing self-care. You guys, if you know me, you know I am all for self-care. I am there. Where the self-care is, Sarge is there. Self-care is my middle name. Dahlia is my middle name, but then self-care comes after Dahlia. Sajida Dahlia self-care, they're my last name. Self-care is one of my top priorities. Oh my gosh, you guys, I cannot emphasize on self-care more than I am now. Okay, I can't actually. But then, so basically, self-care. Make self-care a priority. Make it a priority. This includes taking time for yourself, engaging in activities that you enjoy, and ensuring that your physical and emotional needs are met. Self-care. You like reading? Read a book. You like getting your nails done? Go and get your nails done. You like getting your hair done? Go and do that. You like sleeping? Sleep. But too much sleep is bad for you. Like, go and get yourself checked in the hospital. You like watching movies? Do that. You like talking? Talk. Talk to yourself in the mirror. Do what makes you happy. By the time you've done so much in your life that makes you happy, and you fill your time with things that make you happy, you stop caring about meeting the needs of others and how others perceive you. You just don't care, because at the end of the day, you're happy and you're doing what makes you happy. So that's very important. Self-care. Celebrate your achievements. Celebrate the little wins, you guys. Little wins. You passed your test, even though it was the easiest test ever. Celebrate it, because you did that. You did it. You cleaned your room. Celebrate it. Some people don't clean their rooms. They live in filth, but you cleaned your room. So that's something worth celebrating. You made money, even if it's little money. You celebrate it, because you made the money with your time and effort and sweat. Not your blood, sha, but yes. Celebrate the little things. It's very important. It keeps you grounded when you celebrate the little things. Celebrate everything. Educate yourself. You guys, ignorance is not an excuse for stupidity. That's all I can say. I think it's self-explanatory. Ignorance is not an excuse for stupidity. read books, articles, attend workshops, set seminars on assertiveness and setting boundaries. Do all that. There's so many books that can teach you how to set boundaries. 48 Laws of Power is one example. Even though I don't think it speaks on setting boundaries directly, but then they're one of the laws that has focused on setting boundaries in one way or the other. So read that book. You can find the ebook, you can listen to it on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. It's everywhere. You can get it everywhere. So what is stopping you exactly? You don't have time, you don't like reading, then listen to the podcast if you do not like reading. Ignorance is not an excuse for stupidity. I'm not trying to be angry. I'm just trying to like get the stuff into your head. I don't know what's not. Okay. What's next? Learn to tolerate discomfort. Accept that asserting yourself may feel uncomfortable initially. Practice sitting with that discomfort and remind yourself that it's normal and part of personal growth. Sometimes you have to be uncomfortable to be comfortable. I don't know how to explain it. It's like a deep thing. You know, you have to be like intellectual on my level to get it. Oh my gosh, you guys, I'm joking. I'm not trying. I'm joking. But then, yeah, you have to be uncomfortable sometimes. You have to put yourself in uncomfortable situations. Not the kind that will affect your mental health or something, not those kind of uncomfortable situations or that can be physically damaging to you, not those kinds. But then sometimes you have to put yourself in uncomfortable situations in the aspect of preparing yourself for the worst possible outcome of some things. I don't know how to explain this further, but then I'm going to do my research on it and gather my thoughts and write it down in order for me to be able to explain it to you guys easily. Inshallah, I will not forget and I will write that down and come explain it again. But then basically, discomfort is not always a bad thing. As far as it's not affecting you mentally or physically, it's not always a bad thing. It's more of like a push. It's a push to get you to where you need to be. Later in life, you can be all comfortable, but then there has to be a stage in your journey where you are extremely uncomfortable. Because if you're comfortable all the time, I don't think you have the zeal to push yourself out of that discomfort. So I think that's an easy explanation. You guys tell me in the review section if it's an easy explanation or not. Anyways, guys, remember that breaking the habit of people pleasing takes time and effort, a lot of effort and a lot of time. But then, inshallah, you'll all be fine. That's if you're going through it. Be patient with yourself and celebrate the progress you make along the way. If needed, consider seeking professional help. Disclaimer, I am not a therapist. I am not a professional. I'm just a girl. I'm just a girl. So yes, guys, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Don't forget to practice self-care and practice gratitude. And I'm so excited to be doing this podcast, and I can't wait for the journey that is ahead of us, and I can't wait to make more and more of these for you guys. Bye. Mwah.